Data provided by an international think tank suggests the CIA has been helping Arab states and Turkey boost military aid to insurgents in Syria. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, an estimated 3,500 tons of military equipment has been airlifted to militants in recent months. The Sweden-based institute says the CIA helped the Arab governments buy weapons, including a large purchase from Croatia. The weapons were then carried by Jordanian, Saudi, and Qatari cargo planes to Turkey and then into Syria. The West and its regional allies have been heavily supporting the Syrian militants since the beginning of the insurgency 2 years ago. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ridwan Rizk, who is a political analyst who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Rizk, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, should this news come as a surprise?
No, I don't think so, because we all know that many cells of CIA activists on the ground were captured in Syria, especially on the shore of Latakia and Tartus about a year ago, and that was a big hit to the CIA activations on the ground at that time, and that put the regime in a very strong position on the intelligence war. Now all what we are seeing, it's a new phase of the war, which shows more and more interfering and drowning of the CIA in the Syrian war. And this is not a secret, despite all the denials that USA trying to say or to announce on the media. On the ground, things are permanently different, and does not react the real position and the actions of the U.S. government. So this is a new attack. It's a new way of showing more and more support to the gangs on the ground. And we have to look or to understand that the rebels on the ground had some anti-craft missiles that they have been using for the past 6 months. And the kind of missiles that they have used, which is Stinger, it's very advanced anti-craft missile, were snitched to the rebels on the ground, and they were using very effectively against the aircraft raids. So this CIA also had delivered lots of important information to the gangs on the ground, and that had some effects on the many battles that happened in the cities. So all these kind of supplies, information, and arms shows that USA is deeply involved with Israel in the Syrian war.
We just have under a minute left, Mr. Rizk. Why doesn't the United States just come out openly and say that it is involved, for example, like it was in Libya?
Well, it's totally different, because now we are seeing a new phase of the Cold War, because the Russians are also holding a very strong position against any foreign interfering in the Syrian issues. So any announcement and revealing of all of the secrets operations in Syria could lead to a very serious conflict among the Russians, Chinese, and the USA. So that's why the Americans are trying to keep a very low profile, so they won't provoke the Russians and the Iran, let's suppose, and Lebanon also. So they will try to do some to keep or maintain some balance in this war, so they won't reach the red lines which the Russians have drawn to the Americans in the area.
All right, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ridwan Rizk speaking to us live from Beirut.